This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a mostly cloudy sky, 74 degrees here at 6 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Police are investigating a stabbing just north of downtown Wichita last night. Around 8 p.m., police were called to the 100 block of West 12th. A woman has been hospitalized following a stabbing in Midtown Wichita Monday evening. They found a woman estimated to be in her 30s with multiple stab wounds. The victim was hospitalized in critical condition. The incident is called a physical disturbance, and police have released no information on a suspect. President Donald Trump has announced a ceasefire between Israel and Iran that will take effect in a matter of hours.
President Trump announced, in his words on Truth Social, the complete and total ceasefire between Iran and Israel, each ending hostility over 12-hour periods. The president said that joint pause will consider the war over. Vice President J.D. Vance told Fox's Brett Baer this shows benefits for both sides, starting with Israel.
They've helped us destroy the Iranian nuclear program. They've also destroyed the conventional missile capability of Iran that threatened the country of Israel. For the Iranians, I think this is a new opportunity to actually pursue the path of peace.
President Trump says this finishes what he now calls the 12-day war, which he adds could have lasted for years. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Wichita Mayor Lily Wu and other local officials are home after attending the 55th annual Paris Air Show. Mayor Wu tells KNSS News,
"Our job as local government is really to be the connectors. We connect the business community with the opportunities that are available and making sure that everyone knows the ecosystem. Around the world, WSU's NIAR is known for their research. And WSU Tech is known for their training of that talented workforce."
Who commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. A man who was shot by a Wichita police officer last week has been released from a hospital and taken to a jail. 31-year-old man arrested Saturday on suspicion of aggravated kidnapping, aggravated domestic battery, aggravated battery, interference with law enforcement, and a hold for another agency. Bond was set at $250,000. Friday morning, officers found the suspect allegedly assaulting a woman in a car. A police officer fired two rounds, striking the suspect, who was driving off. He was later taken into custody near K-42 and West Street. The number of Kansas counties reporting cases of measles has risen to 12. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says Hodgman County has reported its first case, this one involving a child. So far this year, Kansas has confirmed 80 cases of measles. Gray County has the most, with over a quarter of all the cases in the state. A Texas firefighter's body has been recovered days after he went missing while kayaking north of Dallas.
The Collin County Sheriff's Office says the body of Juan Omar Chaidez was recovered from Lake Levan. The 37-year-old Dallas firefighter was reported missing Saturday while kayaking with his dog. The dog was rescued. Wes Southard, a Dallas fire and rescue diver who worked with Chaidez, telling Dallas's Fox 4 News he had friends everywhere.
"A lot of times you don't want being a fireman to, you know, define you. And this is one of those times where, yeah, he was a great fireman, but we're talking about him as a person and as a man, and like I said, as a family member."
Eight agencies helping in the search, which included drone operators and a dive team. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock. And 73 degrees. A Colorado man has died after he was struck by lightning while on his honeymoon in Florida. According to the local sheriff's office, 29-year-old Jake Rosenkranz was struck by lightning in New Smyrna Beach Friday and died of his injuries Saturday morning. Rosenkranz was in ankle-deep water when he was struck. A family is grieving after a 3-year-old accidentally shot a 19-year-old man in the back of the head early Monday. Fox's Kevin Stewart in Paulding County, Georgia, reports.
It all unfolded around 7:30 in the morning, stunning this normally quiet Eagles Landing community.
Now, I didn't hear any gunshots. I didn't hear anything like that.
A neighbor who did not want to be identified knew something just wasn't right.
More police officers arrived. The EMS arrived.
She saw what looked like the entire household outside, including one adult. The Paulding County Sheriff's Office cleared the scene around noon after conducting interviews at the house. Investigators pieced together that the unnamed 19-year-old was visiting this home and was shot with his own gun. Investigators are convinced this is a tragic accident, and neighbors are hurting for their neighbors.
No charges have been announced in that case. One person is still missing after a boat capsized on Lake Tahoe in California.
Divers searched a section of Lake Tahoe for one person still missing after seven others were killed when a boat capsized during a powerful thunderstorm Saturday afternoon. 10 people were on board the 27-foot Chris craft when it overturned near D.L. Bliss State Park. Two were rescued immediately and taken to a hospital. Six bodies were recovered Saturday and a seventh was found Sunday evening. Forecasters had predicted rain, but nothing like the storm that blew in around 3 p.m., bringing 35-mile-per-hour winds and waves of more than 8 feet. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
A man in Connecticut is in trouble for his attempt to retrieve his dog from a bathroom.
Police were called Sunday morning to a municipal parks building in Bristol, Connecticut on a burglary complaint. They found a 35-year-old man stuck in the building's chimney. Firefighters were called. They had to remove parts of the chimney and the building to get him out. He told police he was trying to retrieve his dog, which was still in the building, when he somehow got locked out at 10 o'clock the night before. Both the man and the dog are okay, but he's been arrested and charged with burglary and trespassing. And he might get a bill for as much as $10,000 for the repairs that will be needed to the chimney. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic still pretty light on the highways here in the Wichita area, taking a look at those traffic cameras. But one of the things we did spot, stalled out vehicle, this one on K-96. It is westbound on K-96 west of Broadway. So watch out for that. Again, it's K-96. I guess it's I-235 over there. So I-235. That'd be southbound I-235, even though it's traveling west there, west of Broadway. Watch out for that. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly cloudy skies will clear out some today, but we cannot rule out a shower or storm, especially northwest of Wichita. Otherwise, heat and humidity. 92 feels like the upper 90, south breeze 10 to 15. Becoming mostly clear tonight, 72 is the low. Mostly sunny, breezy, and hot on Wednesday, high 93. Storm chances come back on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now we have a few clouds. South wind at just 5 miles per hour, 73 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Tuesday, June 24th. Rainfall across south-central Kansas Monday evening started late in the afternoon. Wichita's high 92 degrees, normal high 90. And the rainfall at Eisenhower Airport as of midnight, 78.78, 7800ths of an inch. In other words, almost 8 tenths of an inch. At my house in Riverside, pretty much to 8 tenths of an inch on the rainfall last night. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
Rain much at your house?
I don't know. Oh, it rained a heck at Wichita State. It's
You were doing the softball game, yeah.
I thought I saw on TV we got 2.7 inches.
Well, somebody did. It wasn't the National Weather Service.
Okay.
It wasn't me.
I heard it rained hard on the west side.
Maybe on the west side, further west. I don't know, but that's where they take the reading at it. At Eisenhower, that's on the west side. That's so funny anymore.
Oh, I know.
From one block to the next, seems like it can be a whole lot of difference. Let's see. On this date, 1951, a complex of severe thunderstorms plowed around 200 miles from Kingman County to southern Missouri. Wichita was the hardest hit. This is in 51. Prolific hail producers, the severe thunderstorms caused around $14 million in damage to roofs, windows, and countless vehicles. In a few areas, the hail was a foot deep. And hail is that size. What size it was? It wasn't reported. But a foot deep.
Well, that's not good.
In Wichita. I've never seen anything like that. Of course, you know, that must have been one heck of a storm. That was 1951. I was, 2 years old at the time, so I don't remember that at all. Let's see. Today is Steve and Ted Show, number 6,956.
6956.
Still rolling along here.
54 away from 7,000.
Yeah. On this date, 78 years ago, this is 1947, search and rescue pilot Kenneth Arnold of Boise, Idaho, said he spotted 9 UFOs over Mount Rainier, Washington. He described their flight pattern as similar to a saucer skipping across the water. So newspaper reporters used the words flying saucers for the first time.
That's why they got Nick. Yeah.
Well, you know, my late grandfather said he saw one time, and it looked a lot like a saucer. Well, he said it had lights all the way around it, flashing lights. I don't know. I never knew my granddad ever embellished the truth or lie in any way. Well, he was noted in his community as being the straightest shooter that ever lived. If he said he saw it, I believe he saw it.
You see what you see, yeah.
Okay, so maybe at a time they were looking at us and they just left for a while. They have left for a few years. And they're going to come back and see us. Okay. Where do we get UFOs? The National Weather Service, I'm going to share this with you because it's got a couple of things in here I guess I didn't realize, but I'd like to clarify on one of the storms we had recently. This is the one on June 17th. It says storms developed a bow echo as it progressed south. Line of storms produced extremely strong winds as it tracked south. Hutchinson reported that 89-mile-per-hour gust, and that's when Wichita Airport saw 102-mile-per-hour gust. I thought it was 101. But
they rounded it up to 102 eventually. That
strongest
was a week
wind
ago on this morning.
Yeah. Strongest wind gust ever reported at the Wichita Airport.
Yeah.
And let's see. Extensive damage in Sedgwick County, receiving 250 reports of power lines down, resulted in around 85,000 residents without power. Tree damage, very extensive throughout much of Wichita and surrounding areas. We're still cleaning it up. And that was, what did you say, a week ago?
Yep. That was just 1 week ago morning, and that was the day we had 3 rounds of severe storms come through here.
This is either 1 or 2 or 3. I don't know which one it was.
Well, that first one was the first one. Heavy winds.
Because I think Jed and I were on the air, and you were on the air. We were doing live coverage. And Jed told us a report from it was 101 at the time, but it's been revised to 102. What a storm. And it didn't even have a tornado in it. Huge storm. Make it 6:16 now. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
And we have now finished up with professional softball in Wichita for the season. The brand new league, the AUSL, played 11 games in Wichita. And the last of those 11 games was last night right here in Wichita at Wilkins Stadium on the campus of Wichita State. The Blaze beat the Bandits. We endured a 2-hour and 45-minute rain delay, but they got the game played. And the AUSL hits the mid-season break. A lot of the first part of the season was held right here in Wichita, so pretty good for us. And it was fun to do, and we'll see how this league progresses now, going on in its first ever season. By the way, one of the stars for the Bandits is Wichita State's Sydney McKinney, the All-American for the Shockers. She was 2-for-2 at the plate last night, so she heads into the midseason break fourth in the league with a .472 batting average.
Wow.
Sydney McKinney continues to get it done, and fans got to enjoy seeing her play quite a bit during the month of June here, right here in Wichita. Minor league baseball, we begin the second half of the season now. Everybody starts out 0-0, and the winner of the division will get the playoff spot in the second half of the season. The Surge opens up against the team that won the first half and already has a playoff spot. The Springfield Cardinals, a team that has won 17 of 19 here in the month of June to win that first half title. Now we begin even the slate. Surge and the Cardinals, 7:05 tonight downtown, beginning a 6-game homestand this week at Equity Bank Park for the Wind Surge. And that'll be a home week tonight, 7:05 downtown. The Kansas City Royals, after a day off, now begin a week at home And first up is the Tampa Bay Rays, the second-place Rays, taking on the Royals. The Royals are coming off back-to-back losses in San Diego, trying to get back in the win column. 6:30 tonight for the Royals and the Rays. And, of course, you can listen live on your radio home for the Royals, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Major League Baseball last night, the Cincinnati Reds win at home, beat the first-place New York Yankees 6-1. Batting in the cleanup spot for the Reds at first base, former Wichita Wind Surge infielder Spencer Steer. He was 2-for-3 at the plate with a stolen base, a run, and drove in a run. Steer is batting 333 here in the last week for the Reds. It's back-to-back wins for the Reds. In fact, Cincinnati has won 11 of its last 16. And former Wichita Wind Surge player Spencer Steer helping out the Reds. Happy birthday today to former KU pitcher Sam Freeman. The left-hander is 38 years old today, pitched for the Jayhawks, and then went on to 9 years as a pitcher in the major leagues, first 3 of those years with the St. Louis Cardinals. Happy birthday to former KU pitcher Sam Freeman, the lefty. He is 38 years old today. It was 60 years ago on this day, Wichita State had 2 golfers at the National NCAA Tournament make the cut for the final 36 holes. Ron Consolver and Jamie Thompson.
Two good golfers right there.
Of course, Jamie Thompson was on the Final Four team for the Shockers in basketball. Had a great game against UCLA in the Final Four. And he was also a super golfer.
Oh, yeah.
Really good. And let's see. Ron Consolver shot a 146 in the first 2 rounds. And Jamie Thompson was right behind with a 148. And they both qualified, made the cut for the final 2 rounds of the NCAA Men's Golf Tournament in Knoxville, Tennessee. Ron Consolver and Jamie Thompson, the former Shockers. That was 60 years ago on this day. That's sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company with locations east, west, and historic Delano. And the location in Delano features a rooftop deck. Hey now. Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The benefits of resistance training. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Here on this Tuesday morning, 73 degrees. At least 3 people in Israel were killed as Iran and Israel continued striking each other. Ahead of a ceasefire, President Donald Trump announced would begin today. Fox's Greg Palkett has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Ballistic missiles were launched from Iran. There is at least one impact near the town of Beersheba in a residential area. There is damage to the buildings there. Meanwhile, Israel had a very busy day on Monday as well. Symbols of the Iranian regime took a pounding in Tehran, including the notorious Evin prison, which houses political prisoners under terrible conditions. 6 different air bases struck by Israel, Iranian fighter jets, and helicopters destroyed.
Israel also targeted access routes to Fordo. Israel seemed to pause strikes on Iran, but Iran reportedly fired multiple rounds of missiles at Israel ahead of the expected start of the ceasefire.
A 26-year-old man arrested in connection with a fatal shooting Saturday afternoon in the 4100 block of West Pine. Wichita police responding to the report of a disturbance involving gunshots. Officers discovered that a man, a victim, had been shot and hospitalized, taken there by private vehicle. The victim identified as 23-year-old Sonny Stallings of Wichita. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. Sedgwick County jail records show Michael Dixon was booked early Sunday for second-degree murder.
At its workshop meeting today, the Wichita City Council will review the city's parking garages, covering agreement terms and revenue collections. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
We need to find out exactly where all these contracts have been. Have they been enforced? And most of them have rates from back in the 90s. So we need to, again, come back and talk about how we've gotten to this position and how to move forward, because really we cannot change the past. We have to move forward.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
2 men in Florida are accused of stealing money from people with special needs. by operating a fraudulent trust management nonprofit. Florida interim U.S. attorney Greg Kehoe explains how these men were able to continuously steal money.
Gavoni and Witek sent annual false accounting statements to their victims, promising that their money was in investments when in reality their money was already in Gavoni and Witek's pockets and their businesses.
Approximately $100 million stolen from the trusts.
What amounts to a decent salary in 2025. Many folks say anything under six figures is not enough.
A new survey from Bankrate reveals nearly half of Americans say they need to earn at least $100,000 annually to feel financially secure, with over a quarter believing they need $150,000 or more. 77% say they do not feel completely financially secure, up 3 points from 2024. One in four adults also say they need $1 million annually to feel rich, and 45% believe the American dream is no longer attainable. 56% of Americans say they need more than they're currently earning to live comfortably. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly cloudy skies will clear out some today, but we cannot rule out a shower or storm, especially northwest of Wichita. Otherwise, heat and humidity. 92 feels like the upper 90, south breeze 10 to 15. Becoming mostly clear tonight, 72 is the low. Mostly sunny, breezy, and hot on Wednesday, high 93. Storm chances come back on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now partly cloudy, a south wind at 5 miles per hour. 73 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:33 now, Steve and Ted. Today is Tuesday, June 24th, 2025. It was on this date in 1994, 31 years ago today, The Lion King was released. It earned Elton John an Oscar for Best Original Song for Can You Feel the Love Tonight? The Lion King, 1994, 31 years ago. All right, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. All right, Operation Dragon Eye successfully recovered 60 critically missing children in the Tampa Bay area, making it the most successful missing child recovery operation in American history. Had 60 of them in that area. The operation focused on finding missing children aged 9 to 17 from Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco counties, who were at risk of crimes of violence or other elevated risk factors. Eight suspects were arrested on charges including human trafficking, child endangerment, drug possession, and custodial interference as a result of Operation Dragon Eye down in Florida. 60 kids. How about that?
If you read the Wichita police crime sheets every day, you'd be shocked at the number of missing juveniles that are on there every day.
How many of them are one of the parents now, violating the
That's
agreement?
Obviously some of that.
And some of it, but yeah. Not. I don't think
there's a, great there's deal. A variety of reasons for that.
Yeah.
People just reporting their kid is missing or. Yeah.
So, and kids run away?
Yeah. There's a lot of reasons for that, but you'd be surprised how many of those, and it shows up every day.
Well, it is a problem. 6:34 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And I've got several birthdays to mention this morning. Before I do that, I just want to mention this. An hour from now, we're going to check in with Sedgwick County Commissioner Pete Meitzner today. Now, usually we have County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty with us, but he said he would offer us Pete to talk about the air show.
Oh, yeah.
Because Pete went to the Paris air show. And, of course, he was for a year or two doing that County Commission update with us. And he's going to come back today. We're going to be with him in about, an hour from now, 7:35 this morning, here with Steve and Ted. Birthdays. I wanted to mention, I got a couple, but one right off the top I'd like to mention is Dan O'Neill's having a birthday.
Hey, now.
And, of course, Dan's been doing, he's been doing evening news for us for how long, you think? Gosh, good long time.
At least.
Since we've come over here, yeah, before that.
10 to 15 years.
Maybe, yeah.
Ten plus years, yeah.
It is originally, I may be wrong on some of this, but I'm not sure. I don't think I am. He originally is from Nebraska.
Yes, big Cornhusker guy.
Big Husker fan. And I actually was instrumental in bringing him to this market in the 19, 80s. We needed a midday jock at one of the radio stations where I was happened to be the program director at the time. And a fellow said, hey, there's a guy up in Salina you'd really like. And sure enough, we got him down here. And Dan proved to be, he's an excellent jock, DJ. He's really good at that. But he's also an excellent, he's done a great job doing news for us. And he's over the years won a couple of awards from the KAB for some of the great work he's done. So he's having a birthday today. And, you know, always gets along with everybody, does a good job, and keeps his head down.
If you ever want to delve into Star Trek or old-time interesting rock and roll trivia.
Is he full of it?
He's got a story for just about everything.
I have never really sat and talked to him about that kind of stuff. I don't know why. Maybe because our paths don't cross as much as they used to at one time. But so he's good on Star Trek, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You know, another thing he does at Christmas times, he's got that beard grown out, and he's got that outfit. He does little Santa Claus.
He bears a striking resemblance to jolly old St. Nick at Christmas time, and he does a lot of gigs.
So yep. He stays busy doing that. He loves to do it, and he's good at it, so there you go. And if you see Dan today, you know, email him, Facebook him, say, hey, the guys were talking about you. And happy birthday to Dan O'Neill.
Yay!
Coming up. Have you got any other birthdays? Because I got a couple coming up here in a few minutes that are not people you'd know, but I want to tell you about them anyway, okay? It's several of my...
I love hearing birthdays about people I don't know.
Don't you? Do you?
Well, I just said that.
I won't use them if you're going to be...
No, smart. No.
Well, I thought you were being smart at me.
No.
All right. You know what? You remember the TV show Naked City? Maybe you're too...
Nah, that's before me.
It started off every week. It was a crime show about detectives in New York City. Started off the same way. There are 8 million stories in the Naked City. This is one of them.
This is one of them.
Yeah. Great, huh? Well, we got 8 million stories. I'll give you a couple here this morning.
Excellent.
6:38, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Last week, the average Kansas steer sold at $229.07. That was down $6.58 from last week. Nebraska at $236.31 was down $5.10. Now, the cattle complex Monday made new lows for the current slide, anywhere from a 12 to a 17 session low. Now, trading was two-sided yesterday for the cattle complex throughout the session. By the close, we were positive in the feeders, but negative in live cattle. Lean hogs traded mixed and closed positive. In July, lean hogs made another new contract high. On the close, August live cattle, 45 cents lower, 209.37. August feeders, 35 higher at 302.80. And August lean hogs up 60 cents at 113.05. Now, new lows were made Monday in the old and new crop corn futures. The wheat, the corn, and the soybeans had double-digit downside and negative closes. Now, crude Monday made a new contract high, then dropped over $5.50 in the late afternoon. The weekly good to excellent rating of the corn is at 70%. That's down 2 points from last week. Kansas is holding at 65%. Soybean good to excellent rating is 66% unchanged, and Kansas is holding at 64%. The wheat harvest is now 19% complete, behind the 5-year average of 28%. Texas is 70% done, Oklahoma 35%, and Kansas is at 20% complete. The 5-year average in Kansas is 31%. At the moment, July Kansas City wheat, 8 cents lower at 542. July corn down a penny and a quarter at 418. July soybeans down 3.25 at 10.55.5. August crude oil trading down $2.55 at $65.98. August gold down $60 at $3,335. September S&P up 47 points at 6,124. September dollar index 42 cents lower at $97.59. And September Dow Jones futures 269 points higher at 43,170. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Had a nice, gentle rainfall in my neighborhood last night for several hours. Did you get rain in Augusta?
Yeah, we had just off and on little sprinkles out there.
Really?
But it looks like, you know, we've got a system that runs all the way down into the Panhandle, Texas, to Des Moines, Iowa. And it looks like starting Thursday, we don't have many breaks from, you know, not having some kind of a shower system move through.
You think it's going to be raining then? Okay. Well, that's going to set back.
That's what the weatherman says.
It's going to set back the guys with the combines to get in those fields for a while, some of them anyway.
Exactly. Okay. It's going to keep this harvest even being more delayed than what it already is.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. And we will check with you again tomorrow morning. Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities coming up. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Why am I always so broke? He's going to tell us why he's always so broke. Coming up, Don Grant, the money tracker, with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 6:45 on this Tuesday. Three big things.
Three.
Man shot by Wichita police officer, released from hospital and booked into jail.
Two.
President Trump announces ceasefire between Israel and Iran.
One.
A woman critically injured in a stabbing near downtown Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
I have a stalled out vehicle on Kellogg, eastbound, and it's right around the Central Business District. So watch out for a slowdown there. Those traffic volumes are starting to pick up. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
20% chance for rain this morning, then mostly sunny today with a high of 93 degrees. Currently not raining because I'm looking at Don Grant and his shirt is completely dry. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 73. Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high 92, now partly cloudy. South wind at 5 miles per hour. 73 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Tuesday. That means $7 signature and classic cocktails at the Monarch. All of the cocktails on both menus, just $7 at the Monarch. 579 West Douglas. At the roundabout in historic Delano. Amazon is making a huge investment in Pennsylvania.
Fox on 10.
Amazon is investing $20 billion in AI data centers and cloud computing in Pennsylvania. It is the largest private sector investment in the history of the state. With it comes 1,250 permanent jobs that will power these data centers. Amazon said during the event that they love to go where they are wanted, and they feel wanted here in Pennsylvania. Fox Business spoke to Governor Josh Shapiro following the event, and he highlighted how his state has removed the red tape in order to pave the way for projects just like this.
Part of the reason why we're such a safe bet for them now is because we've also reformed our permitting process. We went from the bottom of the pack in the country, meaning it took too damn long to get a permit in Pennsylvania. Now we're at the top of the pack.
The governor is confident that the state can also support these data centers as a net energy exporter. With Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Wall Street began the week on a positive note Monday.
Stocks ending higher as investors monitor the ongoing unrest in the Middle East. Oil prices fell after spiking earlier in the trading day, and Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman making dovish comments today regarding interest rates. She said she would support cutting rates as soon as July if inflation pressures continue to ease or if signs of labor market weakness intensify. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were higher, with tech and industrials leading the charge while energy lagged. The Dow winners, Microsoft, IBM, and Home Depot, the Dow decliners, United Health Group, Amgen, and Chevron. The Dow rising 375 points, the Nasdaq higher by 184, S&P 500 up 57. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Why am I always so broke? Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, is with us this morning to tell us why I'm always so broke. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. I just wanted you to say that. Oh. So, you know, just admitting it is the first step.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
You know, I know a lot of very good earners who are consistently broke. They make much more than is needed to live very comfortably where they do, but somehow they keep credit card balances up and they often get in a pinch when it comes to paying some bigger bills. Well, why? Well, if you're a high income and broke, it's not the economy, it's not the stock market, and it's not your job. Much of it comes from what I call disorganized spending. It stems from a lack of planning. Being a big earner can also give a false sense of great wealth. Messy finances leads to unrestricted spending and too much work when it comes to filing taxes. It can also lead to debt problems. You may purchase a new car, enjoy too many pricing date nights, and buy designer clothing without advanced planning. Well, it stems from knowing that you have the income to cover it, but with no plan, it can drive you into debt. Get your head out of the sand when it comes to finances. You need to know exactly where your money is coming from and where it's going. If you don't have a plan, it'll slip through your fingers. Some may think that planning or budgeting is restrictive. Au contraire, Pierre, it will free you up and prioritize your spending and your investing. Clothes, cars, and food are the biggest cash burners. Cars are middle-class status symbols and cash burners. Heck, you've worked your butt off. Why not reward yourself with a new Range Rover? You can afford it, right? Well, buying emotionally, you're inviting trouble. Do you think anyone will care if you get a 2-year-old Rover rather than the new one? Regarding food, do yourself a financial favor and plan your dining out. The same goes for clothing. Buy what you need. Keep emotions out of it, if possible. And, of course, if you have any questions, you give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
I don't believe, you know, Shelley and I, we've been married, what, 55 years as of last week.
Yeah.
And during that time, we have owned, as you can imagine, a number of vehicles.
Yes.
I don't think we've ever done really an emotional buy on any of them. We liked them a lot, but we had a need to have a vehicle then.
You are just, you've set your mindset. You're just much more practical. I mean, you don't have a fancy speedy car or a really expensive Euro.
I had a little Mustang when I was young.
Yeah.
Got that out of my system. And Shelley loved it because she inherited that when we got married. So she got to drive that around. So,
oh, wow.
We had a little fun vehicle there. But other than that, it's been, you know, fairly, you know, old mommy type cars.
You're being practical. Yeah. And that's good.
Yeah, well, I tell you, and a lot of what you say, I agree with almost 99% of the stuff that you tell us every
what
day.
What was the 1% you disagree with?
when you told me that Ted was better looking than me.
Oh, good point,
That's a terrible conversation.
Want to start that off. No, but I always say, it pays to be practical.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the money, you'd better damn well be practical. And that's the way I learned it, which Shelley and I spent several years with nothing.
I've talked about Granddaddy a million times on this show.
Yeah.
You know, and he imparted so much just practical wisdom to me. If you don't have it, don't spend it. He didn't use credit cards at all.
And none?
Well, yeah. Yeah. But you know, that was a different time when before, you know.
A different time.
They were so and anyway, it's just if you don't have it, don't spend it. You can hold off. And plus when you save up for it and buy it with money you've saved, man, it feels better.
That's right. And if you're a young child now and you can go over to daddy's dresser there and there's some big pieces of paper with 20s on them.
Just steal them.
Numbers on, just send them in to Steve and Ted.
There you go.
That got soupy sales thrown off the air.
Sure did.
Plugola payola.
A little bit of a bad idea by soupy. Very funny, though.
Yeah.
Today is International Olympic Day. First observed in 1948. I suppose that's why, because it was first observed then. Anyway, the Olympics, the world's largest international multi-sport event, held every 4 years. Thousands of athletes and sportspersons from all across the world take part in various games and sports. And the next summer games, Ted, are?
2028, Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. You got it.
Anybody here been to the Olympics?
No.
Now, I when they came through L.A. the first time, I rented out my
85.
Yeah, 84, I think. Yeah, I rented out my apartment, and I left town. I went to Europe for a month.
Well, aren't you something?
Well, no, I was told that the traffic was the most behaved city in the world during that time, and I'm kind of regretting it.
I'm remembering that it was Peter Ueberroth that organized that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That was it before he became baseball commissioner or after?
I believe it was before.
Before. I just think, from what I remember, they did a great job.
They did a great job with it, yeah.
So, anyway, 2028, well, maybe
that's the next summer Olympics. Next winter is next year.
Yeah.
That's right.
Where's that at now?
Italy and France are co-hosting. It's in the Italian European Alps.
Okay, there you go. The Olympics. Ever known an Olympian?
Yes, I have. Actually, in my Smith Barney class when I was training, there was a guy who was an Olympic runner, lived in Colorado Springs of all places. And he was
isn't that where they train?
Colorado Springs.
All right. Thank you guys. 6:55, Steve and Ted coming up, 7 o'clock. Top of the hour news this morning with Steve and Ted. Trump announcing an Israel-Iran ceasefire. And we had a woman critically injured in a stabbing just north of downtown Wichita. Those stories on the way. Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.